Stephen, a good day at the office.
Yeah, obviously delighted with a win. I thought we finished the first half very strongly. Probably our best bet in the game in terms of possession and looking like we're going to score goals. Scored at a good time in the second half as well, you know, to go 3-1 up, and then I thought that Queens probably grew into the game that way, and they had the opportunity to go to the case, you know, when you're 3-1 down and they were throwing everything at us. I did get a bit edgy at 3-2, but as I say, we've shown enough to come away with 3 points.
Was that one of the pleasing bits as well? Maybe it wasn't a day for silky football, but it showed the grit to keep that result on the board.
I agree with that. You know, it wasn't until you go out and say well done to the officials today and you see how much the wind was swirling and things like that, but it's an arse right to us again. You know, people have spoken about the first half, us being quite quiet in the first half of games this year, but it was the other way about today, and we dug in when we had to. No, I think the 3 goals probably come from Celtic. Continue, it's something that we work on. We scored 3 goals in the last one in place today, so as I say, the good thing was Paul Watson on the end of one of them as well. I think you and Murray attacked at the front post in the field jump. It showed the striker's instinctive, and it was nice for him to get a goal as well now.
No, listen, it's
a delivery. I said it, albeit that it was a Thomas Murray combination first part. Other boys are going there and attacking and doing their jobs right that are creating space as well. So it's not just a case of it being Dom Thomas Murray. So it's people doing their jobs properly that are creating spaces for others. I think what we've got to be careful, it's 3 games into the season, but having taken maximum points, we've just got to make sure that we go into every game and apply ourselves in the proper manner, and it's a nice feeling to be sitting up there, but it's definitely not a case of getting carried away, but something that we'll look enjoy over the weekend.
Any early prognosis on Aaron?
No, Aaron had actually went over in his ankle in a game earlier in the season, so it's too early to see where he's at the moment. But Aaron, you know, he was looking great in training, so I'm gutted for him. As I say, I don't think there's anything to worry about in terms of how long he's going to be out, but it's too early to tell at the moment. People never look back at the end of a season and go, oh, that wasn't the best of games, or that performance, you carried a little bit of luck, or, you know, there's only certain, you maybe get a handful of games, 5 games or that, where it's, everything's right, you're right. Back in the game, 3-1, 3-2, goes 3-8, possibly they could go and win the game. So, you know, when I'm looking at that side here at the moment, that's a bit that excites me, you know, scoring goals. And as I say, we're going to come up against it at some stage of the season, we'll lose a game of football. It's how we react, and as long as we're applying ourselves properly, we can live with that.
Yeah,
thank you.